I am Rich Hurl with your Capital City Update on 1320WILS.com. Lansing City Councilwoman Kathy Dunbar using last night's meeting to break down her proposed 4 mil property tax increase that she hopes to put on the May ballot, with the city facing a looming budget deficit and possible cuts to police and fire. Councilman Eric Hewitt tells WILS his constituents are concerned.
On a fixed income, as a retiree or as someone who is out of a job and hasn't been able to find work for 1, 2, 3 years, that adding more costs to them is not going to help them out. It may cause them to lose their home.
East Lansing City Council at tonight's meeting, also covered by WILS, set to hold a public hearing and possible vote on one of three medical marijuana ordinances as the city wraps up a 90-day moratorium. Mayor Vic Loomis on WILS with a better idea of where this may go.
Our Planning Commission sent forward a recommendation that it be restricted to our B4 zoning, which is principally an office type of zoning and an office type of environment.
East Lansing fire officials say up to $100,000 in damages was caused by Saturday night's fire at the Capitol Villa Apartments. Two of the 11 units sustained most of the damage. An Ingham County official weighing in on some serious accusations to go along with a head-scratching mystery. WILS's Michael Cohen reports.
Allegations of racial bias against two former Ingham County road commissioners, both Republicans, and with the claims against them questionable, Ingham County Commissioner Steve Dugan tells WILS's Cheryl Fritz that an independent investigation is warranted.
We think it would be appropriate to get an outside investigator who has no connection whatsoever to Ingham County, find a retired state cop, and let them get to the bottom of of anything that might occur.
Dugan says what's concerning is that it's not clear who's behind the accusations.
The 16 members of the Board of Commissioners have lately gotten a couple of anonymous letters seeming to further this, oh my God, there's something going on here. And I'm highly disappointed that whoever has been generating those has not had the maturity to sign a name.
Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.
A new survey out of MSU showing 44% of statewide residents think they're in good shape financially, with 57% feeling they'll be better off next year. Economist Dr. Charles Ballard.
This is the highest that it's been since 2005. So we've had a real resurgence as the economy has finally come out of its free fall and begun to inch forward.
Gas prices in Lansing down at the pump this week, with the decline hinging on the chaos in Egypt driving worldwide crude oil costs down. Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan.
That's good news. Down 7.3 cents this week. But in the last 3 weeks with our increases, we saw a little over a dime overall in the last 3 weeks. So we're just kind of coming back to where we kind of should be.
That's your Lansing News Update. Tune in to 1320 WILS for more compelling talk radio, Fox News every half hour, and local Lansing programming with Tony Conley and Cheryl Fritz weekday mornings and afternoons. I'm Rich Hurl on 1320WILS.com.